Hello, I am a robot. I like to do robot things. I am a robot. I like to robot sing. I like to beep, boop, bop, motherfucking drop.
All right, sorry, guys. I'm sure that was entertaining for at least me.
What was entertaining for you? I missed it.
I was a rapping robot, motherfucker.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Derek.
And we don't have any Jeff or Brogan, unfortunately. But I think Jeff's out on the open seas at this point, right?
Yeah, he's cruising.
Yeah.
He's basically a pirate. I heard he had some Grit City Podcast stickers, and he was putting them in other countries. That's what I heard.
Look out for tentacle porn.
Yes. When you're out there on the open seas, look out for the tentacle porn. So no, Jeff, but we'll miss him. But we've got lots to talk about. I'm stoked to talk with you guys because we're going to be introing a new special segment during this podcast. But I wanted to really first, I think, start off by saying it was a weird week last week, and it's still like being weird, and it's kind of the. I'm not going to blame the wife for getting me into the sort of like woo-woo things because I was into it anyway, but didn't really start with the eclipse. It was a little bit before that, but there was an eclipse this week, guys. I don't know if you figured that out. Well, last week, but
I heard.
Yeah.
We didn't really see it up here. So
no.
I mean, not just because we only would see 20%, but also because clouds.
So many clouds.
All the clouds.
But in talking with my wife and like seeing some other things online, it gets into that sort of like, well, Mercury went into retrograde.
Oh, no.
Yes. So.
Retrograde?
If you don't know anything about Mercury in retrograde.
No.
It is, it's one of those things where truths will come out and usually electronics will break. And I don't know. It just, everything felt weird. Like with the eclipse, with Mercury in retrograde.
Dude, didn't you smash your laptop last time during like the solar flare?
I might have.
And then like, didn't you blame it on the solar flare?
Well, I might have.
Are you going to do this every time?
No. No. I'm just saying that this has been a really weird week and really weird things happened, and they may or may not have been influenced by a solar eclipse and planets aligning and doing things.
What'd you break, dude?
I didn't break anything. We don't need to think about that. But we didn't do a podcast last week.
That's true.
And even though that was really kind of decided before the whole eclipse, I kind of felt maybe that was something that we could blame it on. And so... I'm going to be doing that. And but I wanted to give a shout out to C-Note because we reached out to him as a guy who has been diligently going through our backlog of over 300 episodes, by the way, and finding some of the gems and actually posting about it in our Discord.
Dude, holding us accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. And playing some detective work on some really fucking crazy shit. And then even finding, like, having to find where the origins of, like, Brogan lost in the Venetian and all of those old sound effects.
Yeah.
And then discovering that, those were Patreon episodes. So I wanted to give him a shout out because his idea of going through all those old episodes meant that, well, when we needed to make a best of for this last week, Scott, you had the great idea of consulting C-Note about it.
And why not, man?
Yeah. I
mean, he's the guy. He's listening to them all, right?
It's our own little personal researcher, which we appreciate. And he picked a really good one. And again, if you've ever had a bad day, you can blame it on Mercury in retrograde, but also you may have had a bad day, but you didn't take an axe to the neck.
Right. Did you re-listen to that at all, Justin?
A little bit, but not the whole thing, which also...
Did you, Derek, at all?
No, I just listened to the intro on it. Oh. I remember listening to the actual episode when it dropped back in the day.
Okay. It was unreal to me. Again, I listened to, I don't know, at least half of it. deep into where he told the story.
Well, and that came up pretty quick, dude. Like, oof. That was the thing.
I mean, it does-ish. I don't know. He talks about some other things, too. But, I don't know. It's just the whole thing was great, man. I don't know. That was one of my all-time favorite episodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad he picked that one.
So, yeah. So, like, when he said that, he gave us a couple of choices. But when he said Streetball, I was 100% in on that. I need to do, like, a Where Is He Now with Streetball and see how he's doing.
He's still at the Circleville Streetball.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. He's still out there.
That's funny. Keeping it real.
Dude.
Yeah. But
axe to the neck.
Yeah. So I think also part of the whole, I don't know, woo-woo shit. This is going to be the theme. I'm going to force this, I think. But I knew on Friday that I was going to have to deal with jury duty.
Yes.
That is not the response that I would have expected. Oh. Jury duty is something I've never experienced.
It's just you doing your civic duty as a patriot, sir.
Oh, I know. I understand that. I had to sit through the video and had to watch that because I ended up there. So if you don't know anything about how jury duty works, if you're already signed up, if you do things like vote, or have a license, or live in Pierce County, and you'll just get a random summons, and you'll get paid $10 a day to go
at least,
and the state will do it for you, and you'll get to decide the fate of a multitude of things, or you'll just sit in a room for hours.
That's been my experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never experienced this before. The only time I ever had been summoned for jury duty, I had moved away from the county by the time they got it to me. So I was like, nope, I don't live in that county anymore. And they're like, nope, never mind.
Yeah, I've never been called in Washington. In Idaho, I was, but I was dismissed.
Why are you dismissed, sir? No, don't you have to answer that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. No, it's just it was just a conflict of times and other things. It wasn't anything
important. Fair enough. So they
was just rolling into the into the room with a shirt that you just got from Spencer's.
It wasn't for me that time. I think I talked about this, but I did have a guy like stand up and just legit say that he was racist. He's just like, I'm racist.
And they're like, sir, that doesn't immediately disqualify you.
Dude, it did immediately. Oh. The judge was just like, you can just leave right now.
Bye.
He just didn't give a fuck. He just wanted him out, right? But yeah, it blew my mind because dude, I'm so simple. Sometimes I can't help myself, right?
Right.
I was like, what the fuck? This dude, what? Someone arrest him.
He's just admitting it.
Yeah. I'm just a
I didn't have
sometimes.
I didn't have anything ridiculous like that, that's for sure. But yeah, so I got the summons and then I had to call the night before it was the Friday before the weekend to see if my group had been called. I had a special group number. And lo and behold, that Monday, nope, boom, no call. So first I avoided it. Was great. Monday happened. If you don't know what happened on Monday, it was the fucking eclipse. So the eclipse occurs, and then I call in with Mercury in retrograde. Magically, I'm summoned. So that means on Tuesday, I got to go down for the old jury duty.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's fine. Like, everyone, if you've ever gone through jury duty, they give you just the instructions. You just follow the instructions and it works out. You show up there. You hang out in the fucking room for a little while. I got to the point where they had split us off into groups and we were, I guess, selected to be the candidates for a jury for a specific trial because we were in two different groups. There wasn't a whole lot of people there. Apparently on the Monday, it was like standing room only. And they
exciting. Oh.
And so I was so glad I didn't hit that. There was plenty of seating for my two groups that ended up being. So I don't know. It was like 100 people in the room and they set us up. And then I just sat there for hours waiting for this shit to start for us to do anything more. We got to watch a fun video that explained that we're a patriot and that we're super fucking cool for being on a jury and to don't talk about the case with anyone. You people with your social medias. And then the lady came out and was like, everyone in the group that I was in, you can go home. The case was resolved before trial.
What? Did you tell them no?
They know me as a manifester. I probably manifested that. I don't know. But I do know that I had nothing else to do and I got to go home for the rest of the day. Which is
fair. I don't think that's fair.
I was going to say, in fairness, I think pretty much any of us at this point would just get out of it by the fact that we're on a podcast.
Well, and I feel also that I'm more informed than the typical person.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so, like,
stop bragging, dude. Jesus.
I'm on top
I'm
of
so much smarter than the average person.
It's not about smarts, sir. But it's more about just being forced to watch the news and the fact that I'm the kind of person who has essentially cable television and I watch the news almost every night like my grandparents did back in the day.
It sucks when you have to do something like for work.
Yeah. Right?
And then you're just like, ugh.
But yeah, that was the extent of my jury duty. They were like, well, since you didn't get really on this trial, you have to stay on call for the whole week. So the whole thing with jury duty is you have to call in every week. And if your number gets called and you get selected for a trial, then you're going on until the end of that trial or 1 week, whichever's longer. And so that's all that I know about it because I've never gone any further on it, you know?
Yeah, that's different than when I've been summoned the basically 1.5 times. Was just like it was a one and done. Like if you got dismissed, you were done for that week.
Oh yeah. No. Well, I don't know. This wasn't like a dismissal in terms of like, oh, I have a hardship or even that we had been selected yet. And even at one point they were like, it felt like the attendance, even like they said the standing room only on the one before, it didn't feel like there was a whole lot of attendance on this one. So I don't know if they have enough people to just send away at this point in time and just be like, peace out, because they still are like, okay, well, you still have to call in for the rest of the week. So Wednesday I had to call back in and no, my groups didn't get called for the rest of the week. So boom, I got out of it because they only do it from Monday through Thursday.
So, oh, you didn't get out of it, sir. Like you're going to have to do it again. Like, well, it's not getting out of a thing. This is your duty.
I know it's my duty, and I did duty. I did my duty.
Let's immediately get a clip that.
For exactly what they asked for. So my duty is done. My duty is done. But so I'm just happy on that aspect of it. And now I'm free until they bring me back. And there is a good possibility that I could be recalled back. Who knows? Anyone can be called. If you vote and do all those other things like pay bills and taxes and live in this area, you're going to get hit with it.
You probably should vote. You probably should.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea on that aspect.
Yeah. I think you probably should.
I want to give a shout out because we are doing an impromptu Saturday podcast. It's Saturday, right?
I think so.
That's great.
I double checked earlier.
Saturday, great. And we just gave a shout out to everyone in our Discord channel. And Derek just gave a yell to everybody.
Shout out. You mean tagged everybody?
Yeah.
And told them.
Said, hey, everyone, get on in here.
Yeah, I said, it's Saturday afternoon. Get your asses in here. Like, nice. Audie Joy, Christina, Eric's in here is with us as well. Keisha, not Kesha, Scotty Legacy, and Tacoma Joe.
Boom.
I want to give a shout out to Keisha because Keisha is back from Spokane and is on the western side of the mountains now and has been repping going over to Cosmic Bottles.
Welcome back to the dark side.
Yeah, welcome to the side that's got greenery and is a little less feral. I still want to go back to Spokane, though.
Yeah, dude, it's a great time.
Yeah, but we're glad to have you back on this side, and maybe you'll be able to come back. I mean, you traveled for putt stuff anyway. Maybe come back for the other hole. And then, like you also said, Tacoma Joe, Scotty, Eric, Christina, Adi, we're speaking of, I love it because we had Rusty over. We experienced a nice breakfast brunch down at the New Frontier.
Ooh,
by
nice.
The Tacoma Dome. Yeah, I had the biscuits and gravy, which were enough biscuits and gravy that I had it for lunch as well.
When? Was this today?
No, this was last week.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm
It was a block away, man. We were at the Valley.
No, you were at the Valley this week. I was at the New Frontier last week because we had Rusty with RCF come down and give us give a look-see on some backyard upgrades.
Uh-oh. So
like the deck.
Uh-oh.
We're getting the deck redidded.
Oh, no.
Not like full redid it, but we're doing a lot of cool, fun stuff with it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we realized, both my wife and I, that neither of us want to do that without having a professional involved. You know, licensed, bonded, insured. And so we had them over to tell them exactly what we wanted and are extremely stoked for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's part of the whole like spring ridiculousness that we're getting into because I got into spring cleaning mode and part of that was realizing the deck was it needed some upgrade fixings and like a roof on the extra little spot area. I don't know what you call that because there's a name for it and I'm not good with names.
Listen, man, you have a bit of a party backyard. Not going to lie to you. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yep.
Yeah, your backyard is kind of built for parties.
It's kind of the way it is. It kind of has to be, I feel. Like when you have a bar in your house, you should have a place for people to like go out there and smoke and commiserate outdoors.
But daytime parties, because there's grass and little hangouts and barbecue areas, but the nice type parties as well.
Yep.
Because you have the fire pit and the gravel pit and the little hangout. So, I mean, man, yeah. I mean,
got to make it look good.
Coordination takes a professional.
100%. 100%. And, yep. So we made that happen. But it's kind of a part of this greater, like, spring cleaning that I've been doing. And I wanted to give a shout out also to Autumn because she, for I believe one of her birthdays, Autumn, one of the greatest listeners we have.
Ooh.
Autumn, ooh. Autumn.
I'm just kidding. Autumn's fantastic. Dude, she's the best.
So great.
Oh, she's in here. She's in the chat.
I know. We're hyping her up while she's in here. As we were talking, because I've been doing the spring cleaning and I've got stuff that I'm going to donate. There's stuff that I'm going to call to haul for the trash because you can do that if you live in Tacoma twice a year. The dump will come to you and just pick up your shit. There's rules. Just go to their website and check it out. with the donation stuff, I have a whole bunch of the Nerf guns I had for my 40th birthday.
No, you can't get rid of those.
I am getting rid of those because they've been up in my attic for like since then. I'm 45 this year. Almost 5 years they've been up there since the party.
Dude, what are we going to do for your 45th?
Not Nerf.
Why not?
Because I'm donating all of those to my my sister and my nieces because they're going to give them out to all the neighborhood kids in their neighborhood.
All right, that's fair.
And so kids are going to be having fun with Nerf guns, and the crows can go pick up all of the Nerf darts in their neighborhood and not mine anymore.
You're still going to find them.
I still find them all the time. And then also, I had all those board games. I sent you the list of the board games, Derek, mm-hmm. and you graciously passed on a bunch of the stuff.
Yep, nope, but you did hook me up with a copy of Red Dragon Inn, which we played and absolutely enjoyed.
Nice. I love that game. I just never have the time to get into gaming, and that was one of the many other games that, I mean, I still have a bunch of games that I bought from Brogan for Wizard's Keep because I was like, I've played these games before, and I like them. I'll totally play them again, and then I never play them. And some of them are just still in the cellophane. So I have been like, well, I don't know what to do with these. And so I've decided that I'm going to be donating them because they said they would take them. My local public library.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. The Tacoma Public Library. My local branch is the Moore branch. And so I sent them an email and they graciously responded saying, yes, they do in fact have special times where they do board game events, and even if they don't do that, they are more than willing to sell those in like things to help them out. So I'm more than happy on that aspect, and it's a place they know what to do with the board games. They're willing to do stuff with them, and they do have events for it, and it'll be good for them. Boom, they're getting... They don't know what they're in for, by the way, because this box is huge.
It was a solid list of games.
Yeah. And some of them are still in the cellophane. Like I said, like, which it breaks my heart, but it's the worst part is like, those aren't the games I'm playing. Like I still have board games here I'm keeping that I still want to play. This is just all the extra ones that I know I'm never going to get around to.
Yeah. And I didn't even think about mentioning it when you and I were chatting about this. For anyone else listening, if your local library does not take board games, you could look up the Alexandria Gaming Library. They hit up a lot of the conventions.
Yeah,
they always take donations.
Yeah.
Like I know we've borrowed games when we've been at PAX, stuff that we've wanted to try out, stuff that, you know, we got 20 minutes to waste, so the wife and I will just snag a game from them and play it. So,
yep.
Yeah, they will definitely take them if you can't find somebody.
Boba Fez has been on this podcast. Talking about the Alexandria Library, I think it was our first Grit City Comic Show podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, it was definitely deep in there, yeah.
Yep, and maybe one of the Norwest Cons, I don't know. I do remember seeing him because he was always at those.
Yeah, it was a Norwest Con one. He was, It was, that's all I can say right now.
It was one of those. But then also, something, and the thing I wanted to shout out, finally getting around to it, Autumn, too, was that for her, I think for her birthday, she participated in the Rage Room at Brainiacs, which is in Tacoma. It's down on Tacoma Avenue, I believe. And it's one of those, they've got a Rage Room where you can smash shit, literally just destroy shit. And she did it, nice. And she said she loves it, and they have all sorts of different things you can do. And one of the things I wanted to know, because they say right on there, you are allowed and encouraged to bring your own additional items at no additional charge to be smashed. So pre-approval is required by our staff prior to starting your experience. So you want to go, and when you call them and book, you want to tell them if you have anything that you think might be suspect that you might not be able to destroy. But I was asking her, like, because this was before Mercury in retrograde, I guess, maybe, but it was still a 10-year-old TV, but also the TV died, so we had to get a new television, but now we have the old one. And I'm like, you know what would be really fun? To fucking destroy it.
Ooh.
And
Does it not work at all?
No. It it stopped turning. It would turn on, the screen would fuzz, and then it would turn itself back on. And then it would turn itself back on.
Let's smash it, dude. Smash it.
So she had mentioned that she had brought televisions, and a bunch of their her friends had brought just basically a truckload full of shit to smash. So I'm like, all right. So yeah, we got the call. We're gonna have a call to haul pile, our donate pile, the small amount of keep pile for me, and then getting down to the rage room. Like we just replaced all of our dishes. So all of our old dishes are going to get fucking destroyed.
Yes.
This is the stuff we're talking about, man.
Yeah, no, we did that, I want to say like Christmas a couple years ago, you know, in-laws bought us new dishes, and immediately I just took one and dropped it on the ground. My wife looked at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, trust me, just do one. And it is one of the most cathartic feelings. It's great.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. And we've got this right here in Tacoma, and you can check it out. You can make sure, again, they said pre-approval for all that stuff, but you can go to Brainiac's Escape Rooms. Just literally just Google it. You can find it. Google it. But that's the things I'm, like, pretty stoked about. And, I mean, it's all the name of spring cleaning. It's getting that shit cleaned out.
I love that, man. Yeah. I think getting rid of old shit you don't want around is fantastic.
I agree. How about we take a little break, introducing a new segment, and then we're going to re-up our drinks, and then we're going to come right back, all right?
Pop quiz, hot shot.
We're going to have the Grit City Pop Quiz, which is brought to you by Uneasy Events, and you can check them out at uneasyevents.com. And with us for the pop quiz is Emily from Uneasy Events. How are you doing, Emily?
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I wanted our listeners to get a taste of what you provide for various locations in Tacoma, and which you can just find on uneasyevents.com. Places like Red Star, Sig, Off Day, which I know Matt from Off Day. I think that's fantastic. I love that.
He's a good guy. He's fun.
And one of our favorite places, Camp Bar. I love it. You've got a whole bunch of different locations going. Like, Camp Bar is one of our favorite places to hold podcast events.
Or just
it's one of my favorite places to hold trivia. They're all the favorite, but
and there's so many, and people can check it out at uneasyevents.com. Emily, tell us a little bit about why you got started doing this.
I've been hosting trivia and playing trivia for years. I was working for a couple different national companies. And then I found out that, I don't know, some of these national companies and a few local places, national restaurants, are like not the best people, not the best companies. And I just really wanted like locals to spend their money at good places and for employees to be treated well. And so I decided to do it my own damn self. And so last October, I started writing my own content. And it really was just walking up to a couple buddies in bars that I knew and was like, can I take over for 2 hours every Wednesday or something?
And, nice.
But it's just kind of grown since then.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, right?
You made me so excited, Justin. I'm sorry. But that just throws right out to that open mic mentality, right? Like, you just show up, you start doing it, and when it hits, it hits. And people started showing up, right?
Yeah, I was very pleased. But yeah, and then they kept showing. That was the important thing. They kept coming back. So.
And it's these places that we've been to that we love, and the fact that it's a Tacoma person coming around to Tacoma businesses, keeping everything local. And it's just, there are so many places that will do events like this, but to have it, and it's not, again, like you said, like the national companies, you're keeping money in the system here with everybody, which I personally love a lot. I think it's super amazing, and people can find out exactly the times and locations at uneasyevents.com. And I've posted also in our Discord channel. So if you go to our Discord channel and go to shoutouts, you can find Uneasy Events there as well. Emily, how about you give us a little bit of a taste of some of the games that you have?
Since we're on the Grit City, we're going to do a little ode to Tacoma's nicknames. I've got a few rounds for you here. First up, we are the Wired City, so let's do a speed round.
Ooh, okay. Love it.
All right. Typically, you have, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes for each round, but this time we're not making memories. We're just answering the questions here. Okay. Okay. I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock once we've established the rules of this round, and let's just see how many you can get. Okay.
All right.
All right. Name the 8 states in the U.S. that are the only ones that begin with a unique letter. For example, Washington is not on this list since West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming also all start with W. You're naming the 8 states in the U.S. that begin with, they're the only ones that begin with their own letter. Oh. 2 minutes, let's do this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. Okay.
California, Oregon.
No, there's O. There, isn't there another O?
Ohio, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
And there's another C, too, right?
Is there?
Connecticut. Colorado.
Okay. We're just going to name off.
Oh, my God.
Utah. There's no other U's.
Yeah, Utah. There's a point. You're on the board.
All right.
Yes.
Hawaii?
Oh, good job, Justin. Hawaii. That's got to be a good one.
Or is there... Dang it.
What's another H one?
This is...
We're so bad at this.
This is my favorite part about this is all of our listeners who are losing their minds and realizing how bad we are at trivia.
Is Idaho one of them? Is there another one with an I? Iowa. Never mind.
Arizona? Is there another A?
Alabama.
Alaska.
Yeah.
There's a lot of A's.
I'm just...
Wyoming. No, Washington.
Texas? We're just throwing things out there. No, because there's right? Tennessee. Oh, my God.
We just named all the western states, though. There aren't any more. Montana.
No, because there's Michigan, Maine. Pennsylvania?
Florida? Right.
Pennsylvania. Florida.
And Florida. All right. No. I'm just going through, like...
Think out loud.
No.
You got 30 seconds.
Georgia?
Oh, we're so bad.
Yes?
Oh, thank goodness.
She said, how far can you get?
I'm just trying to go through all of the states. No.
Geography is the worst for me, so.
Oh, my God. What do we get, like 3?
You're 4 out of 8. You're looking good.
Okay, so we feel a little bit better about that.
And you're having fun doing it, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I think 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
All right, what were the other 4 then? Because that's going to drive me insane, and I know everyone is screaming into their, like, I don't know, at their podcast machine at this point.
All right, so I heard you guys say Utah, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Georgia. You might have said, did one of you say Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Hawaii. You got 5 then. You got
nice.
5 out of 8.
Nice.
Okay. Only ones you're missing then, Delaware.
Oh, yeah. Is that really a state? I mean, all right.
I think
fine.
It's the first state, yeah.
Okay, fine.
I also could have said Louisiana.
Oh, Brogan's going to murder us for that one.
And Rhode Island. There you go.
Oh, see, they're all like the tiny ones. And then like, well, then also Louisiana. But yeah, Brogan's going to be mad at us for that. But okay, fine. All right. Well, I feel that we still did pretty good at that.
Oh, absolutely.
Emily, that was awesome, and that was just a taste of what people can get when they come to one of your events. UneasyEvents.com is where you can find all of the different locations, but they're at places like Mondays at Red Star, right on.
Also, Margarita Mondays there.
Ooh,
real good time.
Nice. That's a reason to go out there on a Mondays. You got Wednesdays at Sig Brewing, which we love there as well.
And off day. Yeah, Sig Brewing and off day, both friends of the pod.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. So you can hit over those, whichever one you want to go on that. And then on Thursdays, you're at Camp Bar.
Yeah, when was the last time you had a s'more?
Oh, right there. You can just get, they have little tiny, little fires that you just make your s'more right there, right in front of everyone.
I do.
I love all of that. So different places, and as you're going along, you may be expanding. We don't know. You got to keep track on the website. You can find all the information at uneasyevents.com. You can find all the different games and everything. And you're even on Instagram. Really easy to find there with just at Instagram at uneasyevents. Lots of ways to get in contact with you. Emily, seriously, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time and helping us out with the Grit City Pop Quiz.
So much, guys. This was so much fun. Huge fan of yours. Hope I see you around.
I think that we should really start this off because, Scott, we haven't had this in a while, and I just think that we need to bring back...
What is he gonna pick? Scott Topics.
And you're not gonna pick it because we already talked about what you're gonna do.
Oh, damn it. Because I was gonna go somewhere else. I was like, dude, I watched this Bigfoot video on YouTube.
You always do that.
God damn it. Okay, nope. But there is a guy. There is a local guy that does make good... Bigfoot.
I'm sure. He makes his own Bigfoot videos. He walks around with his big feet.
I think we were going to talk about Westport. The wife and I went to Westport.
There you go.
Washington.
I had to look it up on a map because I've never been to Westport.
But you almost have because we went, you and I and our wives. I mean, you and I weren't together.
No.
You and
I mean,
your wife.
We were.
Getaway.
Yeah.
Yes. It was just me and Justin snuggling.
Yep.
Well, a couple of nights it was. But either way, we went to Ocean Shores.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Which is just on the other side of... I guess it's a bay. I guess that's what you would call it. I don't know. I'm not an ocean guy. I grew up in Nevada.
It looks like the North Bay.
Yeah, that's what it says on the map. Is that what you're looking at?
That's
too?
Exactly what I'm looking at.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm not gonna like say that I knew what I'm talking about. But yeah, so just right south of that is Westport, which I'd never realized.
Dude, it was awesome. There is a I don't want to. How do you say this? I don't want too many people to go because it's not that far from Tacoma. It's only a couple hours away, right?
Yeah.
And the people there were super cool. And when we told them we were from Tacoma, they were like, oh, yeah. And, like, one of the ladies at the bar, she's like, oh, yeah, I work in Bremerton. I'm like, holy shit. What do you drive? Like, yeah. So apparently they a lot of them commute. So,
jeez.
But, it was a great place, man. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, it was beautiful. Big, long, sandy beaches. If you're into, like, sport fishing, all kinds of charter boats.
Oh, that makes sense.
Going out. Yeah. It was beautiful. One of the best, I have to put this out there. There was a store on a boardwalk that sold kites and fishing gear. And it was called Hookers and Blow.
It was not. It was not.
It is, dude.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was just a great place, man. We had a great time. Hit a couple of local bars. I don't know. I love the coast. The Washington coast is one of the best places for like taking like a weekend vacation. It's just unbelievable.
Hey, and I will let you know, according to Wikipedia, here's a nice little trivia item for your little brains. This Westport is the westernmost west port in the world, the nearest competitor being in California, less than a degree east.
It was really cool. They had a bunch of Washington State parks around there, and then they had, I guess it was a walk or a I don't know how to, I don't know the exact nature or name of it, but there was a trail that you could walk that basically went down the whole coast, and it was really cool. They had a couple lookout points that you could go peek at. It was really dope, man. We had a great time.
I
would do it again.
Nice, because that's something that I mean. I love our trips to Ocean Shores. I loved it more because it's kind of a guilty pleasure of mine to stay at that Shiloh Inn in Ocean Shores.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like young memories that get unlocked whenever I do it.
You like to sit in the bathtub and turn the TV around to you?
Yes. Unironically, by the way. And like the little fake fireplace I've always adored. But also on that same note, I would love to shake it up a little bit because I still love experiencing our coast. I think it's a great experience. And even I've done it during the on season, you know, the summertime, but I've also done it during the off season. And that's when I really loved going to Ocean Shores because I know and I understand that there's nothing open, but there's just this like secluded feeling that you have.
Yep.
In this near ghost town that is kind of cool.
I'll give you that because we kind of chatted about this a little bit before we hopped on. Like I went to Ocean Shores for the first time in, probably 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Like last year, like wifey and I took a long weekend, get out of town, go do something. And there was absolutely nothing to do when we went because it was that off season. And I think we went out like a Sunday or a Saturday. So like when we woke up the next morning, there were no restaurants open.
Ooh.
Like my sleep schedule's jacked up just because of my work. And it's like, okay, I'm up at, you know, 6 a.m. I'm going through just trying to find anything that's around that was open. Like there wasn't even a coffee shop that was open before 8 o'clock.
Damn, if you got stuck on that and you're not being able to do anything, like there's a couple of places even during the off season that when we went that would be open. I remember because last year Brogan, Michelle and I went and we went not during really the off season, but it was just kind of a weird sort of weather time.
Mm-hmm.
But like Ocean Pours, the tap room was open right next to the Shiloh, which still fantastic. Just a tiny.
Is that the little, just like maybe five tables?
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. So we did go there. They were fantastic. We went to Sharky's because, of course, we had to do the touristy thing. Uh-huh. Grab some shot glasses to add to our collection. And then I will say there was two things that we did that weekend that were just absolute blast. One, we went out for mini golf because there is mini golf out there.
Oh, always. You got to always train.
So, yeah, no, anytime we're in a spot, like we've even been talking about the Japan trip that we're trying to plan and trying to see if there's mini golf around for that.
Oh, there has to be somewhere.
There isn't. We'll talk about it.
With all that mini golf that you might have won. When
Scott.
But stuff. What? I'm just saying that my team won. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, your team won. Yes, your team
won. I have debated with Putt Stuff, just as a tangent, Putt Stuff too, if I'm going to mix up the teams or keep them the same.
Well, hopefully you get more people.
Yeah. Oh, you just got to mix them up because if you put us all on the same team again,
the front door.
Is that the problem?
Sure,
I just want you to cement your legacy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you do it twice, then it's not a
fluke.
With
a different team.
Yeah, it's not a fluke, Scott. I still think you're the weakest part on that.
But so there was that. And like I said, there wasn't a whole lot to do. Like, yeah, we hit one. There was another pirate dive bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically a sports bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pirate themed.
Yep,
that reminded me a lot of the dive bars in this area. So like when we went in, they're like, oh, you're from out of town, obviously. Like, we don't recognize you guys. And they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't have more to give you as far as experience goes. It's like, no, this is exactly what we were looking for. Just good food, good drinks.
Yep. And
just watching all the locals yell at each other. It was fantastic.
You'll get that hometown feel with that. Absolutely. Was the Galway Bay, the Irish bar, was that closed?
I believe it was closed.
It's
the off season, the dates are weird. So it's like we were only staying for, I want to say, 2 nights was the plan. Yeah. And it fell to where like everything was opening back up on the Wednesday.
Oh,
so everything
was
closed Monday, Tuesday. There was nothing to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than just getting drunk and walking down at night, going down to the water.
Yep.
That was pretty much all we could do.
Yep.
That was, I remember us doing that a lot.
Well, that's funny because that was.
That, yeah, the
that
draw.
That was what we did.
Yeah.
Like the wife and I. Well, I mean, you and I as well.
Yeah.
But even this weekend or this last weekend or whatever when we went, the wife and I, that was the highlight. It was honestly, it was just going to the beach. Even there was one night when the weather was terrible. It was hitting the rock wall or whatever, the shore there. It was unbelievable. But it was still awesome, right? It was still worth the trip walking out to check it out. So,
well, yeah, and
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, and it was stormy. It was rainy while we were out there. It was one of the fun parts is the guy who shared I want to say it was like a Motel 6 style place that we were staying. Like, it was a hole in the wall. So the guy who was on the other side of us, like, who shared the wall, was just playing acoustic guitar all night. And we were trying to, like, guess.
Nippy weirdo.
We were trying to guess, like, what songs he was playing. And I remember I left the room to go have a cigarette, and he came out, and he was having a cigarette. He's like, oh, I realized there was somebody there. It's like, no, we've been enjoying this. Like,
that's cool.
Like, yeah, I totally got along with that guy. Yeah. He was super nice.
It's also nice when he doesn't completely suck ass.
he wasn't the best, but he wasn't the worst. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, when you can deal with it, and you're like, oh no, I'm finding beauty in this. This is fine.
But that was also the same weekend. Like, when we came back, it was snowing in Aberdeen, and
whoa, yeah. Okay.
And it was like a weird off-season spring snow that we had.
Damn. That's crazy. Yeah.
Now everybody wants to go to the coast, right? Everybody's right? Like, fuck, let's go to the coast.
I know.
It's gorgeous out right now. I would go to the coast.
Oh, absolutely.
There were surfers, dude. There were surfers. I couldn't believe it. It blew my mind. They have multiple surf shops. They had, guys were out there surfing. And then the coolest thing... these guys had surfboards, and then they would drop crab pots, and then they would go surfing, and then they pull these crab pots and come in, and like
while they were surfing, they were
like, yeah, like for lunch, right? I was like, get the fuck out of here! Like, what a life, dude! I need that life. I wish I liked crab. I don't.
Well, that's, I mean, like, you don't go down for any seafood. I just remember our calamari conversation, which cracked me up.
Yeah,
which is just you won't eat the ones that look like little baby octopuses.
Well, because they have little brains in them, and I don't like that.
I don't think they have brains in them.
They do.
They've been fried out. I'm sure.
Oh,
I wanted to give a shout out to Eric, who's actually still listening as we're doing this live, which you can do so on the Discord. Not only because he posts all of the fun stuff in our Grit City Sports and keeps us up to date on things like roller derby and Tacoma Stars and so many other things, like also like the Destiny Dozen Hill Challenge, which is happening on a date that I'm not going to tell you because I don't think anyone should do that because that seems dangerous and terrifying. No, it's May 19th, but you can find it in the sports thing. He even posted in the shout-outs an Instagram link. He does that a lot with them, but it's Ride Together for Pierce County, and they're doing an annual bike swap on Saturday, April 27th at Tacoma Community College, and they're going to have food vendors there and stuff. So
I was going to say, Eric has his... Eric, are you there now?
Yep, I'm here.
Ooh. Nice.
So, yeah, you posted about this, and I saw you like the post as well, so... Do you know anything more about it?
No, I've been to a few bike swaps before, like over at a Puget Sound University and stuff. And those are a really cool time. Like, if you want to get some like old school bikes, like I bought some like 1970s bikes down there. And mostly the food trucks caught my eye. I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool variety of food trucks out there.
Hey, the food trucks are my favorite part, too.
Yeah, so this is happening Saturday, April 27th at, like I said, TCC, Tacoma Community College, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They say they've got a family-friendly bike swap to buy, sell bikes, bike parts, test ride your future bike, practice riding skills. They have a corral for folks to sell the bikes. The food trucks are the big ones, but they also have stuff like low-cost helmets, and this might be a place where if you need to, you know, save a little money, but you still want to fix up a bike, this might be the place to go check that sort of thing out.
Yeah, go ride your bike.
Yeah.
Ride your bike.
Yeah, I gotta get mine tuned up. It's been in the shed for way too long.
I don't have a bike. The last time I rode a bike, I was reminded that I have no ass, and it really kind of hurts to ride a bike.
I rode a scooter a while ago, but it didn't work out.
It didn't work out too well for you. Oh, I love scooters. I'm like duck to water with those things, man. Like,
no, I'm in.
I'm sad that I think they're going away here, right? Like, I know that.
I think they already have.
Yeah, yeah, they're gone in Tacoma from.
Yeah, I know Razor went away, and I just don't know if anyone really, really likes them.
Eric, do you do any of the weekly runs or any of the weekly rides?
I'm trying to. My work schedule has been changing up a bit, but now I should have more access to CX. There's Thursday and Saturday runs, as well as a Tuesday night ride. And those are all like starting and ending at bars, which really interests me. They're on Instagram, either the Tacoma Runners and Tacoma TNR, which is Tuesday Night Rides.
Nice. I think Tacoma Runners was started by the guy Die Cut Stickers that came on originally for Die Cut Stickers.
Really?
He's not with them anymore, but he talked about it when he came on.
Is that EJ?
Yeah, EJ.
EJ O'Donnell. Yeah. I see him posting all the time. He still loves Tacoma, man. And he still does the run club stuff too.
Yeah, so go do those things.
Yeah, go do those things if those are cool things that you like to do. Because you know what I like to do?
Drink. Oh wait, no, I like
No, to you drink. Like to drink. You definitely what? Like to drink. I like to watch television, which Uh-oh. Is definitely more what's the term? Sedentary?
Sure.
That seems like the right word.
What have you watched?
What if you what?
What have you watched? I want to know what's the show? What?
Well, I was getting geared up for... I had to get Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, for Fallout.
For Fallout. So,
goddamn Fallout.
A couple days before that, I binged the first season of Invincible to get me prepared. I guess. First off, that cartoon is fucking gory as shit. Not for children. And I knew that coming in because I'd watched the first episode a while ago, and I was like, this is too much for me for right now. And I came back to it fully prepared, and I still really wasn't prepared for the amount of gore that fucking series has. And I haven't even gotten into the second season yet, but it's still fantastic. It's just, even if it's cartoon brains, it's still fucking hardcore, but I still liked it. Yeah, it's still a bit much when people's heads explode and stuff, man. So fair warning on that.
But, yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't play Fallout. I don't know that much about the game.
Oh, dude, no. So now so that was just Invincible. So getting ready for Fallout.
Oh, yeah, and Invincible, same thing. I don't know much about that either.
I finally on Thursday, I started like that. Well, actually Wednesday, they dropped it a day early, the Fallout series.
Yeah.
And you don't know anything. You haven't played it or you haven't experienced the lore of the Fallout games, sir?
No, barely at all, dude.
Oh, I fucking adore it. I think Derek is in the same camp as me on that.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been playing since the very first top-down
Yes.
Fallout.
I still have them on Steam. Like,
dude, I own them on multiple platforms.
For this talk.
Oh, right
here, I'm pretty sure I own a physical copy, like a CD-ROM of the first Fallout. It's somewhere around here.
I did at one point as well. That might have gone the wayside of just being lost throughout time on that one. But I've loved all of the Fallouts, every single one of them.
Even the bad ones.
Even the bad ones. And I've just loved to immerse myself in the lore and like the historic timeline of just this weird, like, nuclear, post-apocalyptic, 50, like, stuck in the 50s mentality.
Yeah, the term I've heard for it is Adam Punk.
There we go. That helps a lot.
Really,
yeah.
Good.
And just being able to see that come to life on TV and it not sucking, and actually they get the vibe, they get the humor of the games, mm-hmm. but they also get the grittiness, the gore, the over the top, nearly cartoony nature, but somehow still somewhat grounded. Like, it's so ridiculous, but it fucking works. It works so well. And I love it with my whole heart and soul. I can't, like, I haven't completed the first season yet because it's all dropped, but mm-hmm. I'm deep. I'm 6 episodes into it.
Yeah. I'm only 2 episodes in, but yeah, as soon as like the first, I want to say 15 minutes of that first episode, I was hooked.
Yeah.
I was like, this is done with like an attention to detail that you could tell it's somebody who is a fan of the Fallout series.
Yeah. And they understand it all. We're not going to spoil it or anything like that. Maybe that might be like a Patreon episode at some point, but if you,
no, it shouldn't be. This is too nerdy. No, our patrons are too cool for this kind of bullshit talk.
If it's not a Patreon episode, we are, Justin and I have already talked about this. Like, we'll probably do a spoiler cast episode. Maybe we drop it on the main feed. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Scott, you don't have to be there, jerk. But you could also.
Good, I won't be. Won't be there.
You could, you could just.
On that. No, bullshit.
You could watch the show and just be the guy who doesn't know anything about the series, and you could ask us questions, and we could just nerd-splain it to you. Just
that's talk, true, I could.
We could just talk at you.
I could. You're right.
But I still recommend, if you have any sort of like vague notion of liking Fallout, you should watch it.
Even if you are not into Fallout, I would give it a shot. If you're into like that post-apocalyptic style of show, like survival drama.
Yeah.
With a little bit of sci-fi comedy that pretty much every good sci-fi has.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say check it out.
I love it. Yep. I love when the nerds are all in. And they're like, no, even if you just like something that's funny and good, and it's really good to watch. You just watch this thing because it's really good.
It's like a good show.
Shut up, nerds.
Here's the thing. I don't need anybody else to watch it. They've already greenlit a second season. Uh-huh. So I don't give a shit. No, enough people are going to watch it. And
I'm sure it's going to be great, even if you're not into it. I'm not a Fallout guy, but I'm going to watch the stupid series because it looks awesome.
Let me just throw this out there. If you're a fan of Walt Goggins, go for it.
Yes. If you liked him on The Shield.
Choose the scenery. It's
if
so
you
good.
Liked him on The Shield, or if you've seen The Righteous Gemstones, you will absolutely. Dude, the guy is amazing. And yeah, I'm glad that he is in this role. And yeah,
dude, he did one where he was a teacher.
Oh God. And it was with Glenn Howerton.
Yes. And it was fantastic. It was,
or no, was it? No, it was with that one was that one with Danny McBride?
No, it was with Danny McBride.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were both teachers. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were fighting over who was going to be the principal.
Yeah. I remember that was like an HBO show.
Oh, it was great.
Fuck yeah.
That dude is fantastic.
I feel like he should be like what they did with Stephen Ogg. Like, he should just him be turned into like a GTA character. but yeah, highly recommended. Before we get out of here, are you guys down for doing an Is It Tacoma?
Yes.
Nice. I should probably find
There's only 2 of us, though.
I was going to say, did we not do enough trivia today?
We did do enough trivia. <All right. laughs> I will save this for when Jeff is here, because we've got plenty of Is It Tacomas on all that, and we've been talking for a while anyway, and I kind of want to go and just go play more video games now.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
either that or board games.
Oh God, yeah, right,
waiting for me to hop off of here. So
well, thank you guys for listening. seriously, I want to give a shout out to everyone listening as we were recording on our Discord. Autumn, Christina, Eric, Keisha, Scotty, Tecompton. Love you guys. I had to use Tecompton recently to see what the hell was going on around my neighborhood because shit gets weird. So if you want to get kind of the lowdown right away on some stuff, you can hit up on his Discord and follow that. Or at least just follow the Facebook page.
Also, check out his podcast, Compton Files. Just search for it on whatever podcatcher you're using.
100%. You'll get a lowdown of what's going on in Tacoma, which is always interesting, to say the least. But you can get all that information there. A good fan of the show and also a good guest. If you do a Google search, just do Tecompton Files, Grit City Podcast, and you can find all the different ones that you can do and all that. So shout outs to all you guys there. Shout outs to everyone who listens to us. Spread the word. Let us know. Let other people know all about us. That's your job for this week, every listener out there, is to tell one other person about this podcast. We're not Fight Club. You talk about the Grit City Podcast. Talk about it with everybody. Randomly, as you're sitting in the line at your local Safeway, as maybe your car gets stolen, say, hey, have you heard of the Grit City Podcast? You should listen to him. And then the person
name was GCP Scott.
That's fucked up. The first rule of the Grit City Podcast is we all talk about the Grit City Podcast.
Exactly. I love you guys. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.